Ich habe Kopfschmerzen. Hast du ein Aspirin für mich? You will understand this phrase easily, even if your German is not very advanced yet. Why? Well, because aspirin, aspirin, is a trademark that has become generic. So, if you give me another painkiller, I might be just as grateful. Aspirin has even become an international word. But there are more words that we use in Germany and that you might not know yet. And there is even one product I would have never believed that this is actually a brand name. I'll save that one for the end. Hallo und willkommen. Hello and welcome to the Uplevel Your German podcast. Ich bin Charlotte, I'm Charlotte, founder of the language school Charlingua and host of this show. I help German learners around the world improve their German skills by building their confidence and fluency. It is my mission to make your language learning journey as easy as possible. I've created a cheat sheet with all the brand names you'll get to know today. Just go to charlingua.com/027 or follow the link in the description. Also, wir legen los und sprechen über Markennamen. Die Marke ist the brand, der Markenname. Funnily, the biggest group of generic names I found are used for things that we need in the office. Let's start with Tesa oder Tesafilm. That's the name for transparent adhesive tape, das Klebeband. You know, the one that we need when we're wrapping a parcel, wenn wir ein Geschenk einpacken. If you simply ask for das Klebeband, people might even assume that you need a different kind of tape, like the brown one, the white one that you use for big boxes. Also, ich brauche Tesa. That means you need the clear, small adhesive tape. Dann, der Uhu. A few months ago, Natalie, a student of mine, was told by her son, Mommy, ich brauche eine Eule für die Schule. Eine Eule? An owl? Well, Tom war in der ersten Klasse. He had just been starting school. It was his first year, even his first few weeks. Er war in der ersten Klasse. And he really didn't want to get anything wrong. But an owl? Well, it turned out that Uhu is not only a type of owl, but also an all-purpose glue, the liquid one, der Flüssigkleber. And if you need a glue stick, then you can ask for der Prittstift. Das ist ein Klebestift. Also der Uhu und der Prittstift. Another thing for sticking, noch etwas zum Kleben sind Post-its. One Post-it note ist ein Post-it oder die Haftnotiz oder der Klebezettel. But these options, Haftnotiz oder Klebezettel, sound a bit weird. We simply use Post-it. The next item might be about to disappear. Tipp-Ex. Do you remember the liquid whiteout fluid? Das Tipp-Ex. Dann ist da der Edding. That's a large permanent marker. Der Edding. Ich brauche einen Edding. Und noch etwas fürs Büro. Another thing for the office. Der Leitsordner. That's the big file folder you need for all your A4 paper. Whether the brand is Leitz or not, it's der Leitsordner. Okay, that was the office. Jetzt gehen wir in die Küche. Let's move on to the kitchen. All kids love Nutella. My kids might even ask me to buy the Nutella from a different brand. Mommy, kannst du die Nutella von kaufen? By the way, übrigens, Nutella is also a popular name because we are not sure whether it's der, die or das. So it's a fun topic to discuss for German kids. Well, now you know what Germans consider to be fun, discussing der, die or das. Tja. In some northern regions of Germany, you will find Selter or Selters or Selterswasser, carbonated water. In other regions, like in Munich, where I live, we call it Sprudelwasser oder Wasser mit Kohlensäure. But both my parents grew up in the north, near Hanover, so even though they've been living in Stuttgart for more than 40 years now, they still call it Selters sometimes. Dann, what would a kitchen be without Tupperdosen? Die Tupperdose, the Tupperware box. Any plastic box for the kitchen is die Tupperdose. And what do you use when you wash the dishes by hand? Du nimmst Spüli, that used to be a brand, or Priel, which you can still buy today. But of course, it doesn't have to be any brand. Just use Spüli or Priel and that's it. If you need to wipe away something quickly, you might use a Zewa, a sheet of a kitchen roll, die Küchenrolle. Ich nehme ein Zewa. And, quite similar, but rather for your nose and not for the kitchen, das Tempo. Hast du ein Tempo? More colloquial, hast du mal ein Tempo? Hast du mal ein Tempo? If I ask you that question, I'm asking for a paper tissue. Hast du mal ein Tempo? Of course, I've always got Tempos in my handbag, together with a Labello, the lip balm, that might also be of any other brand. Der Labello. Our next one is Uropax. Das Ohr ist the ear. And Pax is not only a shelf by IKEA, but it's the Latin word for peace, like in peaceful. Ear peace. So when your ears are peaceful, then they don't hear any noise. So it's the earplugs. When I had my first child, my daughter, we bought a Maxi-Cosi, that's the car seat for babies, die Babyschale. By the way, that's also a strange word, die Babyschale, the baby bowl. Naja. Okay, these car seats don't last forever, and we had three more kids, our three boys, and so we had to buy another car seat. This time we chose a different brand, but the name stayed, Maxi-Cosi, der Maxi-Cosi. And the throwaway nappies, die Wegwerfwindeln, they are called Pampers. Finally, three more names. And for these ones, most people don't even realize that they are brand names. Plexiglas is Acrylglas, acrylic glass. And Styropor is polystyrene. Do you pronounce it like that? Polystyrene? Okay, we do have the word polystyrol, but that sounds very technical. We use styropor. And finally, the one that was surprising for me, because it's such a common name, der Föhn, the hairdryer. Der Föhn. The name is originally derived from the weather phenomenon Föhn. That's a warm wind. Here in Munich, we frequently have the Föhn coming down from the Alps, which means that we have beautiful sunny weather and half of the people get a headache. But as a brand name, Föhn can officially only be used by Electrolux for their products. Der Föhn, the wind, is written with an H, so it's spelled F, Ö, O umlaut, Ö, H, N. While the brand name does not have an H. Before 1996, when we had a major spelling reform in Germany, the hairdryer was spelled without H, like the brand, but now it's spelled like the wind, with H. So, that was a lot of brand names. If you'd like to have the full list, just go to scharlingua.com/027 and download the PDF. Also, das war's für heute. That's it for today. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis nächste Woche in einer neuen Episode von Uplevel Your German.